Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian Nerd, with your Nerd of God Daily. I hadn't purchased a new video game for quite some time. I bought Sega Genesis Classics over 2 years ago, and that was the last video game I bought. That all changed, though, last Friday when I pre-ordered The Avengers. With my pre-order, I got access to the beta. So on Friday night, after putting my four-year-old daughter to bed, I fired up my Xbox and started saving the world. It was exciting to play as some of my favorite heroes, and smashing things as the Hulk was tremendously satisfying. After about 90 minutes, though, I thought to myself, well, that's enough. And my younger self would be so disappointed in my current self. I got access to a brand new video game featuring some of my favorite characters, and I only played for a measly hour and a half. When I got the original Knights of the Old Republic, I imagine I sat down and sunk at least 4 hours into my maiden voyage with that game. Now, though, I couldn't even make it 2 hours. I often bemoan the state of my life. I spend most of my time working, being a husband, and trying to be a good father. Those endeavors don't leave a lot of time for all the things that I used to do when I was younger. I don't have as much time to read comics. I don't have as much time to watch television. I don't watch movies anymore. I don't even have time to play the brand new video game that I just purchased. Which made me think of 1 Corinthians 13. 11 through 12, which says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully know, even as I am fully known." Now, I'm not going to get rid of video games, comic books, and movies. I enjoy those the ways of my child. I enjoy those childish things, as another translation says. However, I don't think Paul is telling us to get rid of our hobbies and what we've carried with us from childhood into adulthood. I do, though, think that he's telling us, in all things, there's a natural progression to life. We grow up and we leave behind some of what we loved as children. And in our lives with God, there's also a natural progression. At some point, we are all spiritual children, but God's desire is for us to move past that, to grow, to mature. Earlier in this letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells them that he started them on spiritual milk, and even though they should have been growing and moving towards spiritual solid food, their growth had stunted. God doesn't want our spiritual maturity to be stunted. He wants us to realize fully who we are. But the reality is there are things in our lives that can stunt our growth and development. Now, obviously, sin and laziness can stunt our spiritual growth, but so can those childish things. As much as I bemoan the fact that I can't play as many video games as I'd like, I know that playing video games too much would stunt my growth. They would keep me from living into the calling that God has given me to be a father and a husband. They would keep me from giving my best effort at work. They would keep me from doing other things that are better for my soul and for my body. So even though I complain about not getting to play video games, deep down I know that I've chosen to put away the childish things so that I can be more complete in Christ. And again, I'm not telling you to get rid of anything in your life that is fun. I mean, unless it's sinful, get rid of it. But I am telling you, we have to be discerning about how we spend our time. You have to be discerning about how you spend your time. Are the childish things of your youth stunting your ability to grow? Are those hobbies and activities keeping you stuck on spiritual milk when God wants you to move on to spiritual solid food? And if they are, then maybe it's time to put those childish things away, even if it's just for a short season. Because being a lame adult who doesn't do much for fun is better than being a spiritual baby squandering all the opportunities that God has given us to grow. That is all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Once again, I'm Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.